Hello, Panda Cubs. 小猫宝宝们，你好。First things first, 首先 an update for our Chinese learners. 这个更新是给我们学中文的朋友们。So Panda Cub Stories just launched its first Kickstarter. I'm super excited. So for details, listen for updates at the end or look directly into our show notes. All right, back to our story. 好。那我们回到我们的故事。So today, 今天 we continue the story of Journey to the West. 我们继续讲《西游记》的故事。This is episode 12. 我们今天讲第十二集。拿兵器 Getting weapons. 上次我们说到 when we left our story last, 孙悟空打败了混世魔王，孙悟空 had just defeated the monstrous King of Havoc, 还把被捉走的那些小孩都救回了花果山 and rescued all the little monkeys who had been captured and brought them safely back to Mount Huaguo. 悟空 thought to himself, 悟空心想，以后要是还有妖怪来欺负我们的猴儿们，If next time a monster comes to bully my monkeys, well, 他们得学会自我保护才行。They'll have to learn how to defend themselves. Right then, 对，我得教他们一些功夫。I will teach them some kung fu. 美猴王便让猴子们做了竹枪木刀。Thus, the Monkey King ordered the monkeys to make bamboo spears and wooden blades. 那猴儿们也都很积极 and the monkeys were excited too. For before long, 没过多久，每只猴子的手中都拿了一件木头兵器。Each was holding a wooden weapon. 上前 go forward. Fall back, 后退。Strike, 打。Block.挡住！猴子们跟着美猴王练了整整一天 and the monkeys trained with their monkey king for an entire day. 猴子们问 and the monkeys asked, 大王 great king, 咱们练得怎样 how are we doing? 悟空 thought for a while and said, 悟空想了想说哼你们练得不错You are doing well, but 但这样练下去还是不行。We cannot continue training like this. 若真有谁来打咱们 if someone truly attacks us, 这些竹枪木刀根本不行呀。These bamboo spears and wooden blades simply will not do. 大王，别担心。Not to worry, my king. 一只老猴说。Said an old monkey. Not far from here is the kingdom of 傲来。离这儿不远有个傲来国。他们的国王 and their king has a large armory, 有个大兵器库。要不从那里买几件真正的兵器 ,why not go there and buy a few real weapons? 这主意妙 ,brilliant idea.The monkey king cried, 美猴王喊了一声 and he was off, 出发了。悟空 soared his cloud over to the kingdom of 傲来。悟空腾云驾雾向傲来国飞去。看见下面的街上人来人往 and saw people below hurrying up and down the busy streets, 热热闹闹的。And suddenly, 突然间他有了个主意 An idea came to him. 我去买几件兵器还不如使个法术直接拿我需要的东西来的容易。Why go down there and buy a few weapons when I can simply cast a spell and take all that I need? 于是 and so, 他便扒了一把毫毛 He plucked a handful of hairs from his body and blew them into the air.吹了出去 calling, change, 变。The hairs transformed into countless tiny sleeping insects. 毫毛变成了无数只小瞌睡虫。 它们飞到奥莱国人们的耳朵里 and they flew into the ears of the people of 奥莱。没过多久 and before long, 整个国家的人就都睡熟了。The entire country was fast asleep.悟空降下云头 and 悟空 lowered his cloud, 大摇大摆地走进了兵器库 and swaggered straight into the armory. 那些看门的官兵 and those soldiers standing guard, 正大声地打着呼噜呢。They were all snoring loudly. Wow, wow, 一排一排的兵器 row after row of weapons,多的数都数不清 Too many to be counted. 悟空又拔了一大把毫毛 And again, 悟空 pulled out a big handful of hairs and called, 叫了一声变 change. 那些毛又变成了上百只小悟空 And the hairs became hundreds of little 悟空s. They immediately leapt forth and began to grab weapons.他们立刻上前开始拿兵器，力气大的拿了六七件 ，and the stronger ones carried 6 to 7。力气小的呢，拿了两三件 ，and those less strong carried 2 to 3。In a blink of an eye， 一眨眼，兵器库都被掏空了 ，they had emptied the armory。美猴王带着小悟空们。And taking the little Wukongs with him, the Monkey King leapt on his 筋斗 cloud. Wukong 驾着筋斗云飞回花果山 and flew for Mount 花果 In midair, 在半空中 Wukong 一摇身 Wukong gave his body a shake and called back those hairs which had been changed into the sleepy insects. 收回了那些变成瞌睡虫的毫毛只听到地面上 And from the ground, one could hear the soldiers from 奥莱 began to shout. 奥莱国的官兵们大喊大叫起来。哎呀 ,weapons, 兵器。我们的兵器呢 ?Where are our weapons? 哎呀。不过这时 ,but by now,悟空已经带着兵器 Wukong had already taken the weapons 消失得无影无踪 and had vanished without a trace. 小猫宝宝们 Hi Panda Cubs, we end our story here for today.今天的故事就讲到这里了。Now, some of our panda cubs might ask, 有些熊猫宝宝们可能会问 Was Wukong right to do what he did? 悟空这样做对吗? What do you think? 你们觉得呢? Well, as for what happened next, 以后的故事嘛,我们下次再说。We will continue our story.Next time. Hi all, this is Linda, the creator of Panda Cub Stories. Lastly, this is the rest of the Kickstarter update for you non-native Chinese speakers. As you may know, my mission really in life, is to promote multilingualism through art and stories. This podcast is one way I hope to do so, and the Kickstarter I'm about to tell you a bit more about, is another.So this is what it is. This year, I'm teaching 100 of the most common Chinese characters through art. So this project is for some of our older listeners who've requested it, who are not only interested in learning Chinese, but also want to slow down and appreciate the stories and culture behind those characters you see every day. So for details about this project,and our rewards and how the funding structure works, please see the show notes. I'll put the Kickstarter link there. All right, thank you so much and have a great week. 再见.